I am just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Natasha Benefield. Welcome to The Pen's in Your Hand, Unleash Your Story Worth Writing. I'd like to acknowledge Sasha as a true visionary and thank her for inviting me and having the faith to extend that invitation for me to speak to you today. And I'd like to acknowledge all of you for being here and saying yes to the experience of exploring how writing your unwritten story can impact your business and your life. The insight I'm going to share with you today is about being visible, vibrant, and delivering the impact that you have been empowered to deliver to the world through writing. May I tell you why I'm so passionate about taking pen in hand to unleash your story worth writing? Thank you. I love my life. Now, it's not perfect. I have a great life. I live on a beautiful part of the world, on the California coast. I live in a great little community that's close to a big city amenities. And I get to pick the people I work with. And I work with some amazing women who inspire me. I'm doing what I love to do, and I know that my writing has an impact on me and my quality of life and the people in their lives around me. But it hasn't always been this way. I was the good girl growing up. I was watching Donna Reed and reading Irma Bombeck. Does anybody remember Irma Bombeck? She wrote stories about not only making the pot roast, she wrote stories about burning the pot roast. They were about real life. She was funny, and it was a huge hit in my household and my whole community. I decided that I would go to school to be a journalist because I thought if it was possible for Irma, it was possible for me. The problem was that nobody else believed it was possible for me. People in my little town said, "Mary, you're crazy. College, that's for the smart kids." So my higher education at that time was a 1-year secretarial certificate. And those skills have stood me in good stead for a long time. But I never let go of my dream of being a journalist. And I took pen in hand going forward to rewrite my story. They laughed at me when I eventually applied to college at the age of 30, but I graduated and got my degree, and I have made a career as a journalist. No, I have never reported from a war zone or sat behind an anchor desk, but what I do is tell real people stories. That's journalism too, and that matters. Shining the light on real people stories and putting them in the spotlight. I'll give you everything I can in the time that we have together, but don't worry, for those of you who want more, I'll let you know how we can stay connected. Nobody can tell my story but me. Let's all repeat that. Nobody can tell my story but me. Now, turn to your neighbor and give her a high five and say, "Nobody can tell my story but me." Nobody can share your story from your perspective. Your story matters because it's your story, and someone is waiting to hear your story. You might think it's only costing you if you don't share your story. But think about all the people you are meant to influence. What you have learned from your experiences could help another person. Consider what your legacy is in this world. Can I tell you my 3 secrets for unleashing your story worth writing? Number 1, have a friend interview you, because it's hard to talk about yourself. Have them ask you questions about who you are and how you got started and why you're doing what you're doing. The outcome here is that you need a mentor on your side, someone who can guide you in uncovering the information hidden from you, the details that keep you invisible from the world. Number 2, your story matters to the people who need to hear it. So focus on those people. They need your wisdom, your experience, the story that you are meant to tell. Have you ever read a book that changed your life? What if that author had thought, what does it matter? Have you ever shared something with a friend and they said, that really made a difference to me? What if your story could change thousands of lives if it were written? When you focus on the people who need to hear your story, you'll be the writer you need to be. Number 3, be careful who you share your dreams of your story with. I was not encouraged to be a writer, to pursue a writing career, because it wasn't realistic. I shared my first draft of my memoir about my breast cancer experiences, The Secret Artist, Give Yourself Permission to Let Your Creativity Shine. And someone in my family questioned whether I could say that I had breast cancer because my 2 episodes did not look like her experience. I didn't have invasive treatments. I didn't lose my hair. So she questioned whether it was true. I told my story from my perspective, which is the only thing any of us can tell, only way that any of us can tell our stories. You can share a statistic. For instance, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's flat. That's just something on a piece of paper. But when I anchor it with the fact that it's happened to me twice, you have a face to associate with that statistic. And you have details that are in flesh and blood in front of you, and you can layer your details on that story. So take out my specifics and put in your specifics, and it's your story. And we are both part of the tapestry of the universe's story. We all make up a thread that connects us. By the way, it's almost 14 years since my last surgery, and life is very good. I am committed to inspiration, compassion, and synchronicity. So many people have a story to tell, but they don't think it matters or that it has value, and they feel frustrated and invisible. There's a reason why you were attracted to this talk today. I believe you are ready to step into your story worth writing. Helping my clients know their story is one of my favorite things. Helping them feel validated and seen in a powerful way so that their ideal clients recognize that they are the solution to their problem and hire them. Your story has value and is waiting for you to be sharing it so that it's heard and you are seen. One of my clients asked me to help her revamp and refresh her About Me section on her website. And that's one of my favorite things to do, is to get into who people have been in all the culmination of all their experiences and what keeps them doing this passion that they have of being in the world. And I asked her about her first job, and she started listing the companies that she'd worked for and the awards that she's won. And I said, no, let's go all the way back to the first time someone paid you for something. And she said, well, I was babysitting. I was like, okay, you tell me more details. And she said, I convinced my next-door neighbor to let me babysit her newborn. Okay, more details. How old were you? I was 10. A newborn. You were a 10-year-old who convinced an adult to give you her newborn baby. Why do you think you could convince an adult? Well, I was a responsible kid, and she'd seen me with my handicapped brother. Great. This demonstrates your humanity as well as what you grew up to be as an adult and all those awards you won. But do you see that you have been in your profession your entire life? Her industry is sales. She was a 10-year-old who convinced an adult that she could do the work. And that helped more of her clients lean into her when they knew a little more about her. Those are the kind of things that make you stand out and be recognized as uniquely owning your gifts. You don't always use all of the rich experiences you've had to share, to shine your light. Now is the time to shine your light and be visible in the world. And that's why I created my signature system, Unleash Your Story Worth Writing, to support you in finding your voice, being seen, and to write your stories. I am your writing mentor. I have an Unleash My Story Worth Writing strategy session to help you take a deeper dive into your story. This is my special offer for you today. an exclusive opportunity to have a 60-minute one-on-one session with me, to focus on your story, a chance to refresh your bio or your About Me section and make sure you are visible across all of your social media in alignment with the who you are and the with who you are and the gifts you have to share with the world. This is usually $197, but for those of you who are in the room today, it's $97. Because it's an exclusive offer of time with me, I only have space on my calendar for 7 of you to come to the back of the room and grab your spots. So in conclusion, let's all focus on nobody can tell my story but me. And with pen in hand, you can unleash your story worth writing. Also, I promise to let you know how we can keep in touch. And for those of you who are not ready to take a deeper dive, please sign up to receive tips and writing resources on my email list. The sign-up sheet is going around right now. Now, who's with me to unleash your story worth writing? Meet me in the back of the room. Thank you for your time and attention.